Yes, this is Father Bill Morton from the Colombian Migrant Ministry in Juarez. I'm here in the cathedral where we're feeding groups of migrants, about 100 people at a time. And we just had our mass in the cathedral with the Bishop of Juarez and the Colombian Ministry, Migrant Ministry team, and probably about 100 migrants as well as some other supporters. And as I reflected on this senseless loss of life of 39 human beings, migrants, vulnerable people exposed here in Juarez. And I was just sitting and talking with a woman from El Salvador whose husband was killed in the fire. She has 3 children in El Salvador. She's here alone, brokenhearted and sad. And I thought, really, what this senseless slaughter, this senseless taking of human life should provoke in us is a willingness and an honesty. Every person who knows about this and hears about it, whether you're from Mexico or the United States, to say to yourself, how am I responsible? Every level of government in Mexico, from the federal government down to the local government, at its most mundane levels, from the police to the immigration authorities, all of the different institutions in Mexico and in the United States, the poor policies of the U.S., everybody needs to recognize we're responsible. And we can either let this tragedy, this injustice, help us to wake up and change things, or we just continue the same. And I think even the churches are way too silent. People speak out and they cry out about certain social issues, but the issue of immigration, senseless deaths, corruption, abuse of human rights, nobody seems to be that worried. And as Christians, as Catholics, many of us will be celebrating the Passion and the crucifixion of Christ Jesus this coming week on Good Friday. Many people will be walking in Via Crucis, lamenting the death of Jesus. But how many years have we been doing this? It becomes like a romantic reenactment of the death of Jesus, and we fail to recognize that Jesus was crucified last night in these 39 people who died, and Jesus continues to be crucified in every migrant who has lost their life in their intent to find a better life. And Jesus is injured and wounded by every person who was the 28 that were wounded last night, seriously, every woman who's raped on the train coming up from Mexico, every violation of their dignity is also a way that Christ once again is suffering. And I think until the church recognizes this and does what Pope Francis says and gets out of the church, so we have on ourselves the odor of our rebaño, of our flock, then things are just going to keep on going as they are. So like the death of Christ himself, the death of these migrants can be redemptive if we take it to heart and take it seriously and allow it to provoke a change in us so that we can be a people of compassion and justice, especially, above all, people who say they're followers of Jesus Christ.